welcome to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news, what we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUFB. We're TLUFB!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Level Up Show podcast. That's the podcast where we talk to you about video games, some news, things we've been playing, and make references to things that you probably don't understand. With me, as always, is the wasp killer himself. It is Careful Ralph. Hello, Ralph.
Hello. Yeah, I don't understand that reference, and I just killed the wasp, so, you know.
The one and only. But, butterfly effect, right? Isn't that what happens when you kill a wasp?
Yeah, I mean, you know. Not quite related, but let's go ahead and derail this.
Absolutely.
I tried listening to Wasp, the band, not too long ago.
How'd that go?
They are not very good.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard them.
The one song that's the animal F like a beast, that's by far the best song. Yeah, the rest are not great.
Yeah. But. I listened to the new Trivium song today.
Oh, I didn't even know they had one.
Yeah, a new Trivium song today that was pretty okay. I think you would probably enjoy.
Okay.
I also, to continue to derail things music-wise, let's see here. Not that I'll play it. The new Fall Out Boy song, I'm just here to tell you, is pretty good. I really like it. So
I'm glad for you.
Give it a try because you'll hate it, but not bad at all. I know you won't, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you to listen to a band called, or maybe you told me to listen to them, a band called Sleep Token?
I have listened to them. I don't remember if you told me or I just found them on my own, but yeah.
But I came across them the other day when I was listening to my random stuff, and I'd had one of their songs liked, and it was just playing through that, and I was like, oh, this song's still pretty good. So yeah, if you've not checked that out, check it out. They're definitely worth a listen to.
Yeah, I've been hitting Living Color pretty hard here lately.
Nothing wrong with that.
Man, some of them, that guy is so good at guitar. Like, yeah. I was just thinking about this, like, he has, like, moved himself into, like, my top five guitarists.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Aaron Reed. That guy is so, he does, the stuff he does in songs, like, their stuff is not consistently good, but what he's doing on those first few albums, like,
pretty monumental.
That's nuts.
Yeah,
that's not how people write music.
I should go listen to some of that stuff. I mean, obviously everyone knows the popular song, the CM Punk, you know, intro.
Yeah.
Cult's Personality, and that song alone has just, again, you talk about a song that you know in the first second when you hear those guitar notes. I mean, it's iconic. Yeah. Stuff. It's iconic stuff.
And that's a crazy sounding song. Like, right. What he's playing, and like they're not afraid to change tempo or completely switch the song, like,
just flip it in the middle of it.
Yeah. Like, once they hit a certain album, like their third or fourth album, like, it's, they're done. But the first few albums are pretty hot,
you know. Sometimes that's where the creative juices start and end, though. You know, you can get first two or three albums, look at some of the commercially best bands of all time. A lot of them were together for what, 3-4 albums? The Beatles had what, 4 albums, 5 albums, and they were done. I mean, I know it's not necessarily your thing, but you look at a band like Nirvana, technically the dude killed himself, but still, like, monumental albums, only 3 yeah. of them, you know? So yeah, you look at things like that, that if you don't really ride off into the sunset at the top, sometimes you run out of creative juices, you know? That's why Brock Purdy, yeah, when he wins the Super Bowl, should just retire.
I mean, I'm fine with both those things. I don't care. Chiefs are gonna beat the Bengals. So
I think I do think the Chiefs are beating the Bengals, buddy. I think it's gonna be Mahomes and Purdy. You have no faith.
Mahomes is too banged up. I don't think so.
He is really banged up. I cannot believe they put him back in that fucking game. He should have not went back in.
No, he shouldn't have. And the Chiefs can't beat the Bengals. They've lost the last three times they've played them.
Yeah. That's why I think it's going to happen. I mean, the NFL loves a story of like, oh, this hasn't happened, this hasn't happened, this hasn't happened, and then bang, it's going to happen. So I will say this, if the Bengals get back to the Super Bowl after having a pretty rough start to the season, that is extremely impressive. Because, like, I don't think that team is – I don't think it's as stacked as you look at, like, a San Francisco, and they're stacked. But they've got some playmakers on that team, but I just didn't think they were going to put it all together. But they got hot at the right time.
I kind of wonder if the AFC is just kind of weak. But
it is. It's extremely weak. It's very weak right now. Yeah. In comparison. I mean,
yeah, because that game I watched, the Chiefs game I watched the other day, was the first game I'd watched all season. So yeah. I was surprised when they were talking about how good the Chiefs offensive line was.
Yeah, they've like, been this, very good.
Like, this is a weird thing to hear.
Yeah.
But yeah.
One would think that the AFC should be the premier side considering the teams that it had. But I mean, you look at Buffalo, who just got schlacked. I mean, just absolutely positively dominated. But on the flip side, you look at the NFC and you're like, oh, Minnesota should be here. And then, oh, wait, they got beat up by the New York Football Giants. So, you know, it's the old.
I always thought Minnesota was fake.
Oh, like, yeah. How many times did they win at the end of the last second field goals this year? Seven or eight? Like, I mean,
yeah.
They're the
Kirk Cousins. Yeah.
we love Kirk Cousins, though. Go back and listen to episode whatever it was.
I'm surprised I said that, but yeah. I guess if you're talking about Deshaun Kaiser, then that really puts things in perspective of where
Kirk Cousins belongs. Yeah. I like you said, I liked Kirk Cousins in college. I had nothing but love for him when he went to Washington, and then him getting his big deal in Minnesota. Like, I've always had some love for the dude. He's definitely not like big game style, you know, going to live up to big moments, it seems like. But, I mean, he's a consistent player for sure.
He just seems to me like a more, well, I hate to say selfish, Alex Smith. But he's like, I don't know about his personal life. I shouldn't say that. But it's... He just reminds me of Alex Smith, but I feel like Alex Smith had a higher upside, but I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, there's still
some career left.
Could happen. Cousins definitely got a couple years left. I mean, fuck, if Tom Brady's still doing it when he shouldn't be, why can't Kirk Cousins?
Tom Brady's just getting people fired.
I don't understand. He goes out today and says, if I knew what I was fucking doing, I'd be fucking doing it. It's like, Don't be that guy, man. Like, don't be mad. You lost in the playoffs. Move on. He shouldn't have even been there anyway. So,
no, he should not.
No. But yeah, I mean, at this point, my prediction for the last four teams is Chiefs and Niners. That's what I got.
I got Bengals and one of the other two.
Yeah.
I mean, probably Niners. I don't know. I haven't seen the Eagles play. Well, obviously, because I've only seen one game. Sure. But it sounds like they're dominant, but. If Hurts is kind of injured, then yeah, I don't know.
I think if you can shut down Jalen Hurts running, I think that team becomes a little more vulnerable. And, you know, I also understand that Brock Purdy is Brock Purdy. He's played eight games in the NFL. the fact that he is where he is with as good as he's played, he's already won. You know, he's already fucking blown every expectation away for people. I would love, as a Cyclone fan, I would love to see it continue, obviously. But yeah, I'm not going to expect anything, but I'm hoping for the best for Brock Purdy.
I mean, I'm totally fine with them winning the Super Bowl. I don't care. Like, I think that'd be a great story.
If he won the Super Bowl, I would literally tell him to retire, like just retire. I mean, it's probably never going to get better than that. And you're on a rookie contract where you're getting no money. So, like, why try? Just call it a day. I mean, you could go be a fucking analyst somewhere. You could make a ton of money outside of football. I mean, whatever. Or you could just become Kyle Orton and make money on the bench.
Well, I was going to say that winning that, if he could pull off the Super Bowl MVP, which quarterbacks usually do, like Nick Foles did with the Eagles, that's like prolonged his career being third string, somehow starting sometimes with the Colts.
Right.
For like 10 years.
Yeah.
He'll be around for a while still probably.
Yeah. I mean, that was 2017 when they won that Super Bowl ish.
Probably or 18. I mean, it was probably the 2017 season.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. I mean, he's 6 years removed from being the Super Bowl MVP, and he's a backup behind Matt fucking Ryan. Like,
ooh, yeah, I mean, he was third string for a while.
Yeah, that's true. Like, what a life to live. But, you know, like I said, I think for Purdy, he has done way better than anyone could have ever expected. So, big props to him, and fingers crossed it continues this weekend. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I kind of don't care who wins the Super Bowl at this point because I don't hate all the teams that are in it.
Yeah, so. People at work were trying to like convince me like, oh man, the Bengals haven't won a Super Bowl in forever. It's like, I don't give a fuck about the Bengals. But thinking about it, it's like, what a turnaround for that team, right? Like the closest they came was the Carson Palmer years. And even then they were not super close. But I really enjoyed their head coach at that time, Marvin...
Oh, what is that guy's name?
What is
I know
name?
Who you're talking
I can
about.
See, I can see his face, but...
yeah, me too. Yeah, because he used to be like a Ravens defensive coordinator
Marvin
or something.
Marvin Lewis. I always liked Marvin Lewis as head coach, and I always thought they had a pretty decent... I mean, they had Houshmandzadeh, they had Ocho Cinco. You had, at that point, you know, a decent Carson Palmer, and... I don't remember who the running back was, but I also feel like he was not rough, you know, not terrible. So
I want to say Corey Dillon, but that's probably not right.
Maybe.
That might be too early. He may have been too early.
But, like, they had decent teams and never really did much. But, yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow might be that guy. And I don't like Joe Burrow, but he might be that guy.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. We could see a Bengals 49ers rematch from the late 80s.
Yeah, that's true.
When Chris Collinsworth was on the Bengals and lost.
And then you got Joe Burrow is from Ames, technically. And then you have Brock Purdy, who rocked Ames for 4 years as the Iowa State quarterback. So there's some built-in stories there. This weekend's story is the rematch of Jalen Hurts versus Brock Purdy from when Jalen Hurts played for Oklahoma and Iowa State. Went down. I think they played in Oklahoma. Iowa State lost 42-41. I think Brock had six total touchdowns, and Jalen Hurts had 5 total touchdowns. Like, I mean, just the line is everywhere right now, but kind of impressive. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out soon.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can pull up this 2005-ish. Roster.
Bengals roster.
I wasn't trying to find out who the team was.
Boomer Esiason wasn't on there.
No, unfortunately, he was not. Man, Carson Palmer. Didn't he like randomly retire too? Like he didn't need to retire, but he did.
He retired because he didn't want to play for the Bengals anymore, and then
they wouldn't get rid of him, right?
Something ended up happening. Is that when he wound up on the Cardinals, or was that?
That could have been.
Or was he on the Raiders? Maybe. Huh. Was he on both? Who was the quarterback of the Cardinals when they were in the Super Bowl? Was that Kurt Warner?
That was Kurt Warner.
Okay. So it must have been after that. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Carson Palmer was there with Bruce Arians in Arizona. That seems right. And they were pretty good, but they could win a playoff game.
Right.
If I remember right.
Cedric Benson was around at that time.
Wow.
Jericho Cotchery. Here's some names for you. Jay Feely.
Analyst.
Darrell Revis.
He was on the
Giants or Jets. I'm sorry. This is the Jets playoff. Jets. This is Jets Bengals from 2010. I had pulled up the box score. I was just kind of looking.
Sanchez.
Yeah. Marky Mark and Sean Green. Huh? Forgot about.
I don't
Sean
remember
Green.
Who that is.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of the baseball player.
He was a rookie running back for the Jets that year.
Oh, as Sean was spelled
S H O N N. Yeah, it looked like Sean or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, there's enough of a rabbit hole there, but we'll see how the rest of the year shapes up. I really don't care who wins the Super Bowl. I would love to see the 49ers win it. Obviously, that is my first pick. Honestly, after that, I don't really care. The Eagles are probably my last team that I would like to see win.
Okay.
I think it would be cool to see the Bengals. I think it would as if he needed any more fucking cement poured on his legacy. Fucking another Super Bowl win for Mahomes is just like, when does he become the greatest quarterback in Chiefs history?
I think he's already there.
Five straight AFC championships. You've been to the Super Bowl
twice.
This will be your third if you get there. I mean, that is insanely impressive.
His numbers have to destroy Lynn Dawson because that was a different era.
Right.
And Montana wasn't there long enough.
No, and he wasn't the Montana of old, so.
No, I mean, he was fine, but yeah.
Serviceable, but not. It's Peyton Manning in Denver, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Essentially. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into some video game news, not football-related news or anything like that.
Oh, yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please, quite.
Did you get a chance to watch The Last of Us?
I did not.
Shucks. Well,
I was going to. We were finishing that Welcome to Chippendales on Hulu.
Oh, okay. The documentary series?
It was a dramatic reenactment or whatever. Oh, okay. I mean, it had Kumail Nanjiani or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting, but I don't know if it's really worth watching. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. The story's interesting.
I did not watch that. I instead watched The Last of Us like a good human being.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it's very good.
It is quite good, and I do think you will enjoy it. It is. I watched episode 2 last night, came out, watched it. The old coconut and I are watching it, so that's kind of cool. She really likes it. That first, as if anyone needs a reminder of the opening of The Last of Us and you guys watching me bawl my fucking eyes out in my living room. that's an image that'll be burning my eyes forever. But same thing, first episode, you know, shot for shot with a lot of that stuff. And I just, you know, it's coming, you know, it's coming. And I was a fucking mess, and she was too. It was just, and I mean, it's just, the performances are excellent. The way it's shot is so good. The set designs are awesome that you finally see. The second episode, you see Clicker, and you get to hear it and see it, and it looks fucking great. Everything is just masterfully done. It's really, really good.
Good. Yeah. I mean, I'll try to check it out this week, maybe.
Do you think the wife would be into it? Do you think she would care?
We saw an ad for it or something the other day. I've been telling her about it, and yeah, she thought she would be into it.
Be into it? Yeah. hopefully you guys get to watch it soon. That would be something cool to talk about as we get through it. But yeah, first two episodes are out. Anna Torv, do you remember Fringe, the show Fringe?
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen it.
Okay, I don't know what else she's really been in. Unfortunately, I'm not trying to diminish her acting skills, but that's what I remember her from. She was the lead actress in Fringe with Joshua Jackson. She plays Tess. Mm. And I had forgotten how Tess, her character wraps up. And so watching that on the second episode, I was just like, oh, fuck, I forgot about that. So it's kind of reminding me again, I haven't played the game since I played it for the refresher in 2020. And I did not pick up the remake yet. So the kids apparently watched a little bit of episode 2. And they were both like, the older ones are like, this is a game. So now they're very much wanting me to play the first one. It's like, oh, I'm not going to play the old first one. I'll play the remake, but I got to get it cheaper. Let me see if I can pull up this stat here. Hang on. Sales of The Last of Us Part 1. I saw some. Let's see. This is GameIndustry.biz. People use this place, right?
I've heard of it. I don't know.
The Last of Us Part 1 sales jumped 238% after the TV show launch. That might just be in the UK. That might just be in the UK.
I don't know if they keep. They're really good at keeping track of stats like that in the UK, yeah. But I don't know about America, but. Yeah, I mean, I guess there was a reason that they decided to remake it.
Yeah. Yeah. And now that it's back to $70 a piece, holy fuck.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts.
It is.
I don't know. Is that going to start some kind of trend? I don't know if it'll really be that bad of a trend.
Well, and the question really is, like, how many times are we going to say this, right? How many times are we going to talk about a video game adaptation that is decent enough and we're going to go, is this the one? And then nothing, you know, it's kind of what it feels like, right?
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking like Sony could like I don't know, remake something else and then have it like right before a show of it comes out.
Well, so Amazon's doing the God of War series, right? And I don't,
well, there you go.
I don't necessarily think they're going to have the same, as a God of War fan, I don't think they're going to have the same kind of, like, I mean, you're talking about two of the greatest video games I've ever played, like God of War 2018, which is obviously not probably where they're going to start with that series, I would guess, but maybe since it's the right tone. And The Last of Us, right? Like, those are two of my probably top five or top 10 video games of all time. I don't see Amazon necessarily putting the care into that, but okay, say they do that. So what's Sony going to remake? Are we going to get a literal God of War 1 remake from the ground up?
No, 2018 remake.
2024, yeah. It's 6 years old, ladies and gentlemen. We've put it into 6K, 8K, 140 frames per second.
They should really do that with Days Gone.
Yes. I think Days Gone would be a good show.
It might be. Yeah, remake that game, make it really good.
If they remade Days Gone because it was going to be turned into a TV show, that'd be kind of dope. I'd be into that. I mean, without even really thinking about this prior, I mean, the first God of War was 2005?
That'd be my guess.
So, I mean, if they really did that and did that with the Amazon show, I mean, you're talking a game that's 20 years old almost, and you give it the Resident Evil treatment and you just from the ground it up, I might be way into that.
It'd be kind of interesting because
you know they'd take out all the sex stuff though. Like that doesn't fly in today's culture. You're not pressing X to pay for you some sex. It's just not going to work that way.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be kind of weird because that game plays so much different than the newer God of Wars.
Right.
I mean, well, I didn't play Ragnarok, but
it's 2018's gameplay. It's literally the same thing.
So, I mean, like at least with The Last of Us, like, you know,
you're not changing much.
No. So I don't know if they'd have to change it to match 2018 or they just like,
I think they would probably just do.
I don't think you could.
Well, you just have to do like what Resident Evil has done, and like essentially do the same thing, but maybe touch it up a little bit. Like, oh no tank controls, but we're doing this. Like, okay,
what if I had tank controls though?
Dude, God of War. God of War's tank controls. That might be dope.
Yeah.
If they just made God of War a Telltale game, the first three games are just Telltale games. I might be into that. You're just pressing different buttons. Let me tell you, I don't think I'm the guy to play Telltale games anymore, unfortunately. That becomes my problem, which we'll get to.
I know I'm not.
I don't know. I'm too sleepy. It doesn't keep me anyway. We'll get there. But yeah, man, a ground up remake for God of War for the tie into the TV show. Yeah, what else does Sony have that they're really, I don't know what else they're developing into TV, but I do know they're doing God of War.
Are they doing a Horizon show?
That might be happening.
For some reason, I thought I saw that, but I may have made that up. I don't really know otherwise. What else they got?
Do they own Tomb Raider? Do they own Tomb Raider?
No, they don't. I can't think of anything.
Oh, here you go. Oh, sorry, I've got a list finally. Comicbook.com. Twisted Metal, which is obviously, that's already been filmed. That's coming to Peacock. Oh, they're doing a Ghost of Tsushima movie. I mean, unless they're going to do like a sequel and try to time that right. The God of War Amazon series. Have they said?
Jumping Flash. Let's do it.
Horizon is going to be a Netflix series. Okay. A Gran Turismo movie, which I've already heard. They're doing that. And that's Neil Blomkamp. Blomkamp.
The District 9 guy.
Yeah.
And Elysium.
Elysium.
Is that what
that one's
called?
Yep, Elysium.
Oh, and that one about the robot.
Chappie?
Chappie, yeah.
Is that it?
Movie, but yeah. It didn't get fare so well with critics, but I enjoyed it.
Remember, he was supposed to do an Aliens movie.
Halo.
Well, right? An Aliens movie, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it does sound familiar.
I think he was supposed to do an Aliens movie and it got canceled, or he just like pulled out of it or something like that.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Gran Turismo 2023. It's got a 2023. Maybe this is already
Orlando
done.
Bloom. It's
oh yeah.
A trailer, I think.
David, David Harbour, Orlando Bloom, the Damon Hanso dude, Jerry Halliwell, sign me up. Sign me up. Fucking
man.
Give me the spice, all of the spice. She's my favorite spice. Who's your favorite Spice Girl? Was it Ginger Spice? She was the hottest one.
Scary, probably.
Yeah, Scary was good.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, there's only five. It's fine. Not Victoria Beckham.
Which one was she? I know who
sporty,
she is.
Sporty.
Sporty, okay. Yeah. I mean, she was cute.
I think
probably
she
still
was,
is.
I think she was sporty anyway. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wrong. Posh Spice.
Posh.
Posh.
Yeah, that's
Posh
a
Spice. That is
thing.
A definitely Victoria Beckham thing. Posh Spice. I didn't care about anybody but my girl, Jerry Halliwell. And then she's like, hey, guess what? Here's my titties and some Playboys. And I was like, yep. Young
I didn't
Derek.
Know about that.
Yeah, I think she, I don't remember if it was, I think she did that in like, oh yeah, right there, 98. Playboy and Penthouse in 1998. So 10-year-old Derek Vance was like, fuck yes.
Oh boy.
Give it to me, Spice Girl. Anyway, where were we? Last of Us TV show. Watch it. It's very good. Very good.
All right.
You like pirate games? You big fan of like Sea of Thieves? I know you have not sailed the seas with me, but you like the idea of a good pirate game?
That's fine. I really don't. Can't think of a pirate game I've played, so
Pirates of the Caribbean section in Kingdom Hearts, maybe? No?
No, I didn't,
no,
get, that
I didn't
far.
Get that far. Boy, yeah, just not a lot of pirate games.
I mean, I've thought about playing Cutthroat Island based on the old movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What about Monkey? You ever play any of those Monkey Island games? They're kind of pirate games.
No.
Anyway, well, if you're excited about playing a new pirate game, Skull and Bones, don't get excited because it's fucking delayed again.
Oh yeah, it's not real.
I think it's fake. It's actually just it's that Scorn Scalebound game in disguise.
Scorn. Yeah, Scorn's not real either. Scorn. Just ask Ryan.
It's Scalebound in disguise.
Yeah, I feel like that thing about them canceling Skull and Bones and then having to pay back a bunch of money to Singapore has to be true.
It's 100. I mean, it's like it's like, listen, it's like Lamar Jackson sandbagging in the playoffs. That dude could have played but didn't play because he didn't get his bag. Like, the only reason they're not canceling this game is because they're not going to pay back all the money. So they're just going to continue to dump money into it and release a bad game.
I don't know. This seemed like a weird idea from the get-go to me personally.
To like develop, to develop the Black Flag elements into a full-on game.
Yeah, I agree. I was like, well, like, you know, it could be good. And now at this point, it's like, I guess it could still be good, but they're gonna have to like do so well with it. I think at this point,
I don't think it's gonna be good though. I just don't. I mean, I never thought it looked good to begin with, but.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't want to judge it because I knew I wouldn't play it or care about it.
Oh, that's what we have to do here, though. Judge it.
Yeah.
And judge it hard.
Yeah. Well, you know, it might come out one day. We'll see.
It's the Duke Nukem Forever of pirate games.
Yeah, that came out and was very excellent.
Yeah, the best. Top tier.
Yeah, I didn't buy 5 copies of it at Target for like $3 on clearance for
no reason.
Nothing. No, I might have like 3 more of them still.
Did you get a copy of Avengers? It's getting delisted. Apparently you better get a copy now. It's apparently going up in price. Apparently I finally got a video game that's worth some fucking money.
That's weird because it's gonna, once they shut the servers down, it's going to be useless, isn't it? Or does it still have an offline mode?
Oh, I'm sure it's got an offline mode at some point, but either way, like apparently copies of it have shot up in price for some reason.
I don't know. That seems dumb. What if the game is online focused? I mean, I would be selling that thing if you can. It's going up.
Let's see. I'm going to type this in here. I'm sure it's not going to come up with anything. Yeah, it's still not expensive. I don't know, where is it at? There's too many of these. I mean, it's still worth $12, which is for a low price for Marvel's Avengers for PS5.
Okay.
So, I mean, hey, why not?
Yeah.
Mid-range of 15, right 30 bucks. Yeah, I just get rid of it while I can.
Yeah, do that.
I think Gerstmann had posted, like, he was trying to find a copy, and it was, like, $100 on Walmart.com because they didn't have any.
What the hell, know. Yeah. Price charting is, like, complete in box. Within the last week, sold for $15, $20, $14. Like,
it's that's dumb. It makes no sense because that game was, like, $10 at one point.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever.
You know, inflation.
Yeah, inflated ego. I gotcha. Speaking of probably feeling a little inflated, and it's probably going to be a little deflated, Forspoken comes out this week.
Yeah. I put this in the news. I thought this was interesting that Google searches for Forsaken PS5 have shot up recently because apparently autocorrect is changing Forspoken to Forsaken.
Perfect.
So this would be a great opportunity if Forsaken for Nintendo 64 and PlayStation 1, among other systems, was still around.
True.
Because it sells, it skyrocket and save Acclaim.
Well, if I was going to say, maybe they could just, if they could pay Google to put that at the top of the search, like use copies of Forsaken.
Yeah.
Might work.
It's probably a better game, it sounds like.
Yeah, it does not sound like Forspoken is very good. Or at least it sounds very basic, which I played that demo and did not like that demo at all.
I mean, I didn't hate it. I didn't put a whole lot of time into it, but seeing these reviews, it's like, there's no way I'd spend $70 on that. Like maybe 20.
15 or 20 hour campaign, very basic combat, not very fluid. Like, ugh, gross.
It's the thing that got me interested. It's the same team who made Final Fantasy 15, I believe.
That sounds right.
So, like, Luminous Productions.
Productions,
yeah. So, I don't know. I was like, oh, okay. I liked Final Fantasy 15, but yeah.
You know, sometimes games just need more than one iteration to kind of get it good. So maybe like a Forspoken 2, if it does well enough, would be cool. But I just don't know if it's going to sell well.
I'm guessing. Well, because I think Square Enix is publishing it. Yeah, it makes sense.
And you know, so they like to cut out people immediately.
Yeah, and they probably expect it to sell like the greatest sales of any game ever of all time.
Yeah, I mean,
they're going to be like, well, just like with Tomb Raider.
It does say, remember Tomb Raider, right? Oh, this game sold like shit. It's like, what are you talking about? This game sold millions and millions of copies.
Yeah, I don't understand a lot of Square Enix's decisions.
But then they put out games like The Quiet Man.
Yeah, and Balan Wonderworld.
Yeah.
Wonderworld.
Terrible decision making at Square Enix.
So bad it got Yuji Naka in jail. Yeah. I guess that's not why he got there.
Twice, I think.
He got arrested twice, yeah.
Fucking,
I mean, that was for other things, but I like to think it was because of Balan Wonderworld.
It should be because of Balan Wonderworld, because that game is awful.
Yeah, that's a fact.
When are we getting a fucking Nintendo Direct, buddy? What's happening here? I feel so out of the loop. I mean, listen, I get Fire Emblem Engage came out under the radar to me, not to everybody else apparently, but I just don't feel like I know about anything that's happening in the Nintendo world right now.
I mean, I like to guess, like to think that February is probably a Nintendo Direct month. I feel like that's kind of how it's been. But yeah, I don't really know, because like they're gonna have, I would assume they'd have some kind of direct with a lot of focus on Tears of the Kingdom at some point before May. And yeah, I mean, other than that, they got that Kirby remake or port or whatever it is from the Wii, and that's about it. So
yeah, it just feels really empty right now with Nintendo, right? And it doesn't feel good.
I feel like, but they're gonna. So I guess my guess is like February or maybe March. They're going to have to talk about Metroid Prime 4 again at some point too, because I feel like it's probably going to come out later this year.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong about that, definitely.
I mean, you're tracking right, because in 2021 they had Nintendo Directs in February, June, and September. And then last year they had one in February and September.
Yeah, I was thinking September, definitely.
So I hope it's not going to be until September, but February – is pretty close, and I would love to know what the state of Nintendo is and what we're doing.
They'll definitely have one about Tears of the Kingdom. I mean, they don't need to, but
snooze.
They definitely will, because they got to announce that Switch OLED that goes with it.
Ugh, gross.
I mean, but we are on a year.
New console, yeah, five years, six years, yeah.
March will be the 6th year anniversary, right?
Yeah, the Switch. That sounds right. 2018, so, 2017, I mean.
17, yeah. So, I don't know. They're probably not ready to announce a console yet, but they got to at least have something else coming out this year besides just Tears of the Kingdom.
God, I would hope. I mean, so 2017, if that's the year of the Switch, right? So that was the year of Mario and Zelda both.
Yeah, and Mario plus Rabbids. And Mario Splatoon 2.
I mean, what a year. What a year
and
that
Mario
was.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Fucking
yeah, I mean, they definitely
banger
brought
year.
It all
they,
that year.
They, literally, they are Derek Vance on the sack. Shot the load and then been talking about it ever since.
I mean, they had to recover from the Wii U. So
yeah, they did it all in 1 year and then said, we'll trickle it out.
Yeah.
The old dick trickle. Yeah. I just... Not that I need any more video games to play, because I've got games I haven't even fucking played. A lot of them. I come across Deadly Premonition 2 the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, I own that, don't I?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. But I was like, man, and the Fire Emblem Engage thing really got me thinking about, like, just Nintendo stuff. And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't feel like I know what's happening in Nintendo Land at all, because I thought Fire Emblem Engage was Fire Emblem 3 Warriors or Warriors of... Power, or whatever the fuck
three
that game.
Hopes.
Yeah,
no.
Three hoes. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
yeah.
First World Rumble winner.
Man. Yeah, that 2x4.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I feel like it sounded like Fire Emblem Engage had been finished for like a long time. But just, if the rumors were right, they were just waiting for a time to put it out.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I just, when it came out, I was so confused, and like, I'm excited that it's out, but I just had no fucking idea. So I need an update into what Nintendo's doing, please and thank you.
Yeah, it's probably coming next couple of months, I would guess.
And then randomly today, I saw that we were getting an update on what Thunderful Games is doing. They had a Steam World Telegraph, it was called. Like a little, again, a Nintendo Direct style YouTube video where they talked about... Well, technically one game, which irritated me, but that was fine. Swedish people anyway. Their little cute little trailer and show, they announced SteamWorld Build, which the SteamWorld games have taken on their kind of their own version of different games so far. You know, the Metroidvania, the Card Battler they've done. The what was the other one they did? SteamWorld Hot.
Yeah, whatever heist was.
Heist, like
a turn-based.
Turn-based kind of thing. And now they're doing a city builder game. 3D-ish art style. I don't know if you got a chance to check out this this trailer. It's definitely not, I said this about Hand of Gilgamesh and SteamWorld Heist. These were not for me, but at least those were more video game-based. This doesn't seem like it's up my alley, but I do love a good SteamWorld game. But this is definitely... Hey, build your city. You're down below in the mines, mining things for resources to use that for up on your city to build out your town. There's a free demo that came out today on Steam. It is launching on PC and all consoles at some point this year. So,
yeah, I think it sounds pretty interesting. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it'll be for me either, but I like the idea of going underground and
mining for shit,
picking up stuff, yeah. And then coming up and building. Because I feel like I've played some game like that, but I couldn't tell you what it was.
Yeah, I love that they just continue to try different things. That's really fun.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. And they still got that Headhunter, is that what it's called, coming out?
Yeah.
Is that the multiplayer?
I think so.
Third-person shooter? Or am I making that up?
I'm going to pull it up here real quick while you keep while you were talking about it.
I got my dad to buy SteamWorld Dig the other day on Xbox because it's $1.99.
Yeah, it's really, there's a lot, they're really cheap right now, apparently.
Yeah, he seemed to like it. I was thinking about playing through SteamWorld Dig again myself.
Image and Form was, they own a few different developers now, so.
Yeah.
Image and Form. They have Zoink, which, no, that was Lost in Random People. Rising Star Games. Let me see if that tells me anything. Nope.
See, that kind of confused me because I think Rising Star Games used to publish some of their stuff. Yeah. And I don't know if Image and Form became Thunderful.
I think it did. I think Image and Form technically is like a big, like, we pushed all these people together and to be this one thing.
Yeah, I'm not certain, but I was thinking that's what the case was.
Yeah, that says Thunderful Group. I don't want that. I want to know what their fucking games are. Yeah, SteamWorld Build. I don't know what these are. There's a bunch of game. These aren't these people, but these have been, I'm guessing these have been published by these people. Curse to Golf was them.
Yeah, I feel like they publish a lot of
That's a lot of it. I don't see that other game we were talking about, though.
Oh, the Headhunter.
Headhunter.
You know,
I keep wanting to say Headlander, and that's not it.
It may not be Headhunter. I don't... maybe it's just Hunter? No, I don't know.
Anyway, sorry. I can't find it. We'll figure it out next time.
Codename Steam.
Codename Steam. Don't buy that game. It's bad. And then, yeah, they also announced that there's four other SteamWorld games in development. So, and they're going to talk about those later. It sounds like they're going to do more of these SteamWorld telegraphs throughout the year. So, kind of mini directs for their games. Interesting to think that this game or this group that spawned like that first SteamWorld game, which I didn't play the SteamWorld Tower Defense game, so I don't count it. But the first SteamWorld Dig has now morphed into this big enough studio to have four SteamWorld games in development. It's kind of nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad they do so well.
Yeah, me too. I love those Dig games, though. Man, I hope we get a Dig 3.
I bet we do at some point. I don't know when.
They're so good.
Yeah, so hell good. Yeah.
That's all the news. Anything I missed?
No. Right. I don't think so.
Cool. Well, we're going to talk about what we've been playing, and I'm going to start with you. Again, I guess I forgot to mention that we're missing Ryan. I should have mentioned that in the first part of the show because I'm slow and I didn't. But Ryan is missing. We have not found him. Search party's been looking for him in the Grand Canyon for a while. He might have fallen off. He might have just gone kayaking. For all I know, he might have gotten signed by the Phoenix Suns. I don't know.
Yeah, sounds like they needed someone.
I think with all the starters out, they just placed him at the free throw line and said, stand here, shoot free throws. The whole game. Doesn't matter if the ball's down here or not, just shoot them.
Hey, they won.
They did get a W with him at the helm. So yeah, Ryan will be back hopefully next week. We miss you, Ryan. Hopefully the Suns are treating you well. Anyway, that's that. Let's talk about what we've been playing. Ralph.
What is it that you have been playing?
Start at the bottom, work your way up. Tell me about Vengeful Guardian Moonrider. I feel like this just came out, right?
It did.
I feel like I saw something about it and was like, this is a Ralph game, and I never said anything about it.
It's the same people who made Blazing Chrome. Okay. Joy Masher.
Yep, I remember that. I remember buying Blazing Chrome and then not playing it a ton, unfortunately.
I played a little and didn't really care for it for some reason. But I'd heard enough about Vengeful Guardian Moonrider, and I ended up getting it for like $10.
Hey.
So I was like, I was like, I can get this for like $10. Let's do it.
This is a digital only, right?
Yeah. It reminds me a lot of like a Shinobi game, which I have a lot of nostalgia for old Shinobi games on like Sega Genesis and Game Gear. compared it to like Mega Man X also.
Okay. But I was going to say, is it like Messenger a little bit, or no, not quite like that kind of Shinobi stuff?
I mean, sort of. Messenger feels more like Ninja Gaiden.
Okay, I get those confused. So that's probably my bad.
They're all kind of similar, but I mean, so Vengeful Guardian is just like, I guess I get what the Mega Man references or comparisons are, because you do the tutorial level basically, and then you have like six other levels and you pick them whatever order you want. And then once you beat the boss, you get some special new ability that if that probably it is really effective against another boss, but you don't know that.
Okay,
you just
so yeah, definitely the Mega Man stuff. I'm just like, hey, if I go beat this boss, then I'll get this ability to go beat this boss, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. And I don't know. It looks really nice for what it's going for. The music's pretty hot, but it just didn't leave too much of a lasting effect on me.
Yeah, just kind of like, another one of these kind of feeling.
Well, it's just like it didn't really do anything out of the ordinary. Like, it's got this one cool stage. Well, they actually do it twice, but it's like a motorcycle stage where you're driving into the screen and like enemies are on bikes and you're like trying to avoid them and whatever. So that's kind of cool. But a lot of the levels just feel like you're like inside some building or underground somewhere. Like, they don't differentiate enough, I don't think. And I don't know. Like, sure, there's a story, but it's pointless. And the final boss was just kind of lame to me. And I mean, you could beat the whole thing in like 2 hours or three.
That's a little rough.
Which is, I mean, I don't mind that. But there's no reason to go back to it for me. Like, they give you a letter grade based on your points or style or whatever at the end of every level, but I don't care anything about that. It's got where, like, you can find secrets in levels. You can find, like, these chips to equip to your guy. You can have two things equipped at once.
At a certain point, it's just a carbon copy of all of the other things that other games have done.
I mean, kind of. Like, kind of like how Blazing Chrome was a lot like Contra 3 or
sure.
Contra Hardcore or whatever. Like, I mean, like, with the chips you equip, like, I mostly just stuck with one where you killed an enemy and it gave you health back. And then also your magic would just regenerate every couple seconds. I mostly stuck with those. But, like, I got a chip later on where it was like, if you equip this chip, you can change the colors of your guy. It's like, why does it have to be a chip?
Why can't I just do this?
Yeah, why can't it just be like, oh, congratulations, you unlocked this. You can change this color. Like, it's real dumb. Whatever. So I guess overall, it's fine. I'd probably give it like I forgot to do the bus scale. Probably give it like a 60 out of 100 sort of thing.
Okay.
It's fine.
Sure.
It's passing, but
It does enough to be worthy that you played it, but probably not enough that you would go back and fuck around with it again.
Yeah, I don't really see any reason to, because there's like no, you don't gain levels, no experience points, no reason for a new game plus. I'm not gonna go back and find the other secret stuff, but I can only equip two things at once, so you know.
I forgot to mention that Isaac is coming to Fortnite.
From Dead Space.
From Dead Space. Yeah, no. Binding would be good, but no, that Isaac from, it's a bundle I think you can buy for $12 and gets you, it's the Strange Transmission quest pack, gets you the Isaac skin, the back bling, the gun, and then some kind of emote for $12. So I might be dumb and buy that because I hate myself.
I mean, you get to watch him get eye surgery or whatever happened.
That would be, you know what? If there were, if that was the emote, that'd be so good. Just like all of a sudden three on the table to get the eye surgery. Hell yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds all right.
So 60 out of 74 for Vengeful Guardian. That seems like a
not
game.
Not out of 74.
Or, no, I'm sorry. 100. Sorry. 60 out of 100. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the 74 is.
Let's put that at a 50. 45. Sure. 45, 50. Something like that.
Somewhere above 40.
That seems like a game that for like $5 I'd pick up.
Really, at this point, I don't even know if it's worth picking up. Like, fair. It's fine. I don't regret buying it, but
yeah,
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you have to play it for any reason.
All these times I've told you to pick up the Phoenix Wright trilogy when it's like $15 and you buy games like this that don't fulfill you. You know what I mean?
It's too long.
Those games are very long. very, very long. Speaking of long, I'm sure this game is not very short either. It's Tales of Symphonia. Tell me the story about you picking this up.
Well, I saw they're coming out with a remaster next month on modern consoles. And for some reason, I came across, Ryan would just think I'm an idiot for this, but we kind of talked about this in Discord. I came across this statistic that the GameCube version of Tales of Symphonia is 60 frames a second, and every other version, including the remasters, is 30.
What?
And I was like, well, this is silly. And I was like, well, I'll probably just pick up this remaster anyway. It's like $40, whatever. It looks like it might be fun. And then I was like, well, I wonder how much Symphonia is on GameCube. And it goes for like $40. I was like, screw this. I'm buying this on GameCube.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll buy the old one. Yeah.
Any reason, hook up my GameCube, even though it's not going to look super great on my HDTV, but whatever. And it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's, I think you might enjoy this. Like, sure. The remasters, if they probably won't put out a demo, but they could. You get like a party of like three or, well, it depends. I got four people right now. I've only played for like an hour. And like you come across a monster on the battlefield, and then it cuts to the battle sequence, but it's real time. So I think Trials of Mana was sort of like that.
It's been so long since I played it. I remember really liking that game, but
I'm trying to think of something you've played that does this. I mean, Tales of Arise did it, but I don't think you played that.
No, I didn't play that.
So yeah, you just basically, except you don't have free movement. Maybe Ni No Kuni,
I played a little Ni No Kuni, yep.
Maybe it was the second one.
I didn't play second. Sure. I only played the first one.
What games do this.
Fair enough.
But you're just moving left to right, basically. You don't have free 3D movement. So it's like basically a 2D plane. But yeah, you're just like mashing A or doing magic. I don't know. I think it's pretty fun.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I'm only like an hour in, but I'm surprised how much I like it so far.
Oh, okay. I'm watching the remaster trailer anyway, which I would assume is pretty close to the regular gameplay. But yeah, free flowing combat within an isolated area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah,
it's got all the JRPG stuff: Staglamite, Tiger Blade, Tiger Hammer, Fire Wind, Worm Wrath. I don't know. Eagles Fall.
These are all great. Symphonic power metal bands also.
Holy Lance is what I call my penis.
Okay. Yeah. I get that. Yeah, I don't know. And it comes with two discs, which I always think is...
Whoa.
I don't know why. I just think when you open up a GameCube box and there's two little discs in there, I just think it's funny.
So adorable, yeah.
I don't have it up here, so I can't show you. I forgot I got another game. I do have another game that has two discs.
I don't think
I've shown this off before. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 Mutant Nightmare.
Okay.
Look at those two discs. Look at it.
It's so tiny. It's so cute. So adorable.
And it's just to think, like, this came out on other systems, but if Tales of Symphonia would have come out on PS2 or Xbox, it would have only been one disc. It'd
be one Blu-ray.
Not Blu-ray. Oh, not time, back but then. DVD, yeah.
Right. HD DVD.
So, yeah, Symphonia. Yeah, I only put like an hour of it. So,
you think you'll still pick up the remake?
Not anytime soon.
Okay.
I mean, maybe one day when it gets real cheap. I mean, yeah. If I still keep enjoying this.
Yeah, that looks good. The Tales game. I mean, that's the kind of situation where like I stumble upon it because you guys enjoyed it, or like I said, the Trials of Mana thing. Where oh man, I love Trials of Mana so much. That game is so fun. But yeah, if it's kind of like that, I would be into that. So, and the gameplay looks good. It looks crisp. And fuck yeah. For $40, why not buy the old one?
Yeah, I was very surprised because it's a GameCube exclusive, at least in America.
In 60 frames a second? That's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know why I did that.
Sure.
Yeah.
And lastly, and not leastly, you picked up and played Fire Emblem Engage. All right, first question. Do you still own Fire Emblem Engage?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Tell me about your time with Fire Emblem Engage.
I mean, I've only got to play it like an hour or so. I don't know. I mean, I've mostly just done combat so far. I just got to the hub area, so I don't really know how all that works yet. Combat feels good. I mean, it just feels like Fire Emblem, which is totally fine. And I think it looks really nice. I don't know. I know some people have not been super into the anime looking cutscenes and stuff. Characters maybe look a little anime. I don't care. I think it looks good.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, fair enough.
Weird
thing to complain about.
I don't know.
Did you like Three Houses? I don't. It's been so long.
I liked it, but I didn't. I don't know. I knew I wasn't going to finish it. It could be an issue with this.
Did I buy that off of you?
Maybe. I don't really remember.
I don't remember either. I know I have it and I fucking loved Three Houses, but I don't think I would have bought it unless I bought it off of you.
Yeah, I don't remember. Like, Three Houses, I think, had more social stuff with it.
Yeah.
From what it sounds like.
A lot of school stuff in Three Houses.
Which I don't care about any of that, so that's fine.
Yeah. Fair.
I mean, it's fine. It's in there, but I don't need it.
Right.
So I don't know. Yeah, I'm just going to keep playing it. I'm trying to do this thing where I don't buy as many games and I just play longer games.
I feel like we had that conversation last year and it didn't work.
I think it's going to work.
Yeah.
Because I was looking like at my top five last year. It's like I just played like a bunch of little games and I didn't really love hardly any of them. Like, I need to just get something I really want to play and then play it to
it's
death.
Like, you have the issue where, like, it's like trying to watch a TV show, right? And I don't know if this is necessarily how you are with TV shows, but it's like, I'm always okay. Let me at least give it three episodes. If I'm not into it after three episodes, I'll probably call it quits. You're like, if I don't get grabbed in the first episode, I'm fucking done. And that's your problem with the game. It's like, if the game doesn't hook you within like the first maybe 2 hours, you're probably going to dump it sooner rather than later. That's not to say you won't keep playing it, but that's probably telling you that you'll fuck around with it until you feel like I can get money out of this and I can use it towards X or whatever. And that is how I view your gaming playing, especially with longer games.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm just trying to tell myself, like, there's nothing. Like, I want to play Dead Space, but I'm not going to pay $70 for it. No. So they're like, there's nothing really coming out quick that I need to make time for to play. I can just slow burn this.
Do you own Final Fantasy VII still?
No, I don't.
No. I wondered.
It just never hooked me for some reason. Man, I don't know how 15 did, but
that game was so good.
I have no affinity for Final Fantasy VII.
I mean, I don't necessarily. VII's not like my top. I'm Tetsuya Nomura, I really like. So, but that gameplay was so good.
I liked 15 better, how it played. Yeah. I don't know. I know I'm not.
Oh, it's completely.
That's not a wise thing to say.
That's okay. No, I mean, I'm not here to judge you like that. Ryan would eat you alive, but I'm over here just telling you it's fine.
I'm not saying I'm right. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I was like, man, did he ever go back and play Final? Because I was trying to think of what games you might be playing on your PS5. Because it feels like doesn't feel like you're using your PS5 a whole lot.
I've had Ease 8 in there for so long, and I haven't.
Do you have the itch to buy Ragnarok at all?
No,
zero.
That's kind of how I am anymore lot of games.
Yeah. I mean, that game is not very long, really. That seems like a game that you could. I would buy that before I would buy Dead Space. Only because you could use it towards trade credit and it's at least a new game and not just a remake.
I know I like Dead Space.
Yeah, but what if they made a change that you don't like?
I mean, they could screw it up. Apparently, they put in an alternate ending, which is weird. Oh,
weird. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just. I saw you on your PS5 the other day, and I'm like, this motherfucker ain't playing nothing on his PS5. Like, there's nothing for him to play.
Playing Hulu. Yeah. Playing Hulu on there.
It's the only thing. I was like, is he even actually fucking doing anything? And, like, nothing ever.
I don't have many PS5 games.
Just install Fortnite. Just play Fortnite with me.
So I have to get the online stuff.
No, Fortnite's free. You don't have to have PlayStation Plus for it.
Oh, well, no.
Or Rocket League. You probably don't have Rocket League for free, or Rocket League.
I mean, I would play it, but I don't know. That could be time playing Fire Emblem Engage.
You know what?
Tales of Symphonia.
That is true. Ah, man. You got to find games for your PS5. Remember how good Ratchet and Clank was? What a game.
It was. I mean, there's games coming out on PS5 this year I will play.
Spider-Man.
I don't know if I care about Spider-Man, which is weird.
Dude, that game was so good.
Final Fantasy 16, Dead Space.
Yeah, 16, Dead Space, yeah.
I don't remember. Resident Evil 4, I don't know.
Yeah.
Also a remake.
Yeah, so what we're boiling it down to is if it's a remake of a game you used to like, it's game over. But so Tales of Symphonia, probably buying that at some point, loving it. Dead Space, gonna buy that at some point, loving it. Resident Evil 4, give it to me, inject it in my veins. Your top five this year is gonna be dope.
Yeah, like every year. It'll be better than last year.
Year of the remake.
Man,
what a time. Anything else about Fire Emblem Engage you liked a little bit that you played of it so far, mostly combat?
I like it a lot so far, but not far at all.
Sure.
I mean, it says I'm on like chapter 4 or something, and I've played like an hour. Like,
must be 84 chapters in that fucking thing.
Yeah, Jesus. It must be. I don't know.
Holy shit.
I don't know. I dabbled in other games. But, whatever.
Nothing too crazy.
Not worth talking about. I forgot I owned Fairy Tail on Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
Based on the anime, which I tried to watch the anime, and it's not for me.
Yeah. I've never heard of this.
I don't know. The game was fine. It's just like a turn-based RPG. Totally fine. Forgot I owned it.
Very serviceable.
It did the thing. I think it's made by the same people who make... Atelier Ryza.
Gust. That looks right. Yeah, Gust.
Did they make Ryza? I don't know. It just kind of reminded me of it.
Yeah, Ryza 2, Blue Reflection, Sophie, Ryza 3 comes out in February. Yeah. Ryza Ever Darkness. I mean, there's all the Atelier games.
So it felt kind of like that.
Yeah, it's
like
them.
A simple one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hooked up my PS2, played it for a little bit.
I saw my PS2. I stare at it every night. I go into my bedroom. I'm like, I should play more of these PS2 games, but I haven't touched it in so long.
I can send you a 50 cent bullet proof, whatever it's called.
Bullet proof sounds right. That's a sequel, right, to Blood in the Sand?
Blood on the Sand was a sequel.
Okay,
that was a sequel. Blood on the Sand's actually good.
Really good game, man.
Bulletproof, not so much.
Not good.
From what I can tell.
I really wish I would have pulled the trigger and got you that Atari 50 collection. I was so mad about that. You have no fucking idea. I was so angry. I don't know how that was even being sold for $20. And I saw it and I'm like, I wouldn't mind having this, but I would rather get this for Ralph. And then you took forever to respond because you're working. Not your fault. No, not your fault at all. But it's just like, I'm like, oh. And then you get back to me. I'm like, cool. And I immediately went to go buy it. And it's like, hey, fucker, it's sold out. I'm like... Oh, I was so mad.
I really appreciate the thought, but I will pick that up at some point. I should have bought it last year.
40 just seems like a top. That's a big price. 20 was like, oh my god, that seems like a terrible. That's an amazing deal.
Yeah, I'd never seen it that cheap.
No wonder it's sold out. But
yeah,
ridiculous. But
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. PS2, what were you playing on your PS2?
Hunter the Reckoning Wayward, and I popped in Batman and Robin on PlayStation 1.
Is that game really bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
I mean, speaking of tank controls, but it's got a semi-open world, and wow, like it may have been pretty neat at the time, but it is rough now.
Yeah. Are either of these going to be featured in a speaking of video game segment coming up at all?
I wanted to do Batman and Robin, but I was like, I don't know if I could play enough of this to get enough footage that was worth watching. I don't know. I've been kind of sick, so I haven't gotten anything accomplished on that front, but.
Got to record yourself a new short. That's where it's at, buddy. YouTube shorts.
Well, yeah, I was going to do, speaking of that, for this Mushi Himesama arcade cabinet thing, I was going to make a short for it. And then I got ill, and I kind of forgot.
There you go. Well, now it's in front of you. Fucking do it now. There you go.
Yeah, I gotta go find my Switch and put that in there.
Hey, this is cool. Check this out. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Super easy.
And nobody cares.
I mean, I care. Yeah, that one's cool. I dig that one. Very colorful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that game sucks, but that thing's kind of cool.
Fuck yeah. Anything else?
What about you?
Oh, me. No, yeah, hi. Nothing. I played some games. What would you like to talk about?
Tell me about Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope.
Okay. Tell me why you didn't like this game again. Let me start at the negatives so I can get to the positives.
I mean, I didn't love the way it looked for some reason.
Really?
I think they changed the art style.
It's a definitely different cel shading style, it felt like.
And not that it looked bad, but that's one thing that stuck out to me. The thing I didn't like the most was the free movement when you're battling. I don't know why I like the grid system, whatever, but it just didn't feel right to me to just like move all around. And
but
then,
it's still within you still have a grid because it only lets you go so far.
But I need to see it.
It'll show it to you. It does show it to you.
Oh,
is it just like it is not as it's definitely not as like when you click a character, it's not as like, hey, this is as far as you can go. Like, yeah, you have to move your character to where you can go. And then so like, hey, if you want a team jump, you got to plan out your team jumps, right? Instead of knowing like you can go to this square and Peach is still here. I would have to like go this far and then usually it'll highlight like, oh, you need to back up a little bit because, you know, Edge can only get this far and he's going to spear you.
yeah, he will. And you so, think you know me.
Exactly right. Live sex celebration on the Switch. and so I don't discount what you're saying there because I think the grid style works better. And for someone like me who is very XCOM averse for the most part, I like that ability of kind of telling me where I can and can't go. The freedom is a little harder to really pinpoint, but I don't hate it.
Okay. No, not that it's bad by any means. I just feel like whenever I was playing that, I was like not in the right state of mind to play that game.
I will say that. I'm glad that I waited to play it because like I was like, I don't want to force myself to do this because this is very much a game where if I don't like what I'm doing, I'm going to bounce the fuck off of this and not play it. And I want to play this game, right?
Yeah.
And once I got like in the click of the like, and that's what was so good. And that's why I wanted to go back and listen to Sparks of Hope because you were all over the first one.
Oh yeah. I love that game.
Loved the fuck out of that game. And you're like, you got to play this. Yeah. This is definitely up your alley. Play this. And then I remember, of course we talked about, I don't know if we used to just pick on Ryan a lot or if Ryan was just really combative, but I don't know what we were saying, but he was making such declarative statements about how we felt about video games, including, I think, XCOM, and it was just so funny to listen to him being like, you guys are not understanding what I'm even trying to say. And it's like, no, it's the other way around, buddy. He does make some declarative statements sometimes, though, that do not track with what we're talking about, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's got Rabbids in it. So there's no way he's in.
Yeah, definitely not. But, yeah, the first game we were both way into. And so getting back to this one, once I got into the battling and the repetition of, okay, get into a battle, move my guys, hit my supers, got my Luigi, he's got Overwatch, doing this, knocking this person out, that knocks into Overwatch, and then he dies, and, like, once I get into that loop, oh man, it's so good. It feels so good. But it does take a little bit to really get back into. And I think they threw way too much into the game because I don't remember there being all this ability shit in the first one.
I mean, somebody had Overwatch in the first one.
Yeah, but like
I don't remember otherwise.
The Sparks abilities and mixing and matching those to balance like... It's very much like, hey, get into your battlefield, click this button, look at what their weaknesses are, readjust to your sparks to make sure that they can do that type of damage. And like that feels a little cumbersome because you have your characters that have ability points that you gain from experience, and then you have sparks that you can upgrade with different variations. That gets a little muddy for me, because yeah. I just don't know. Like, I don't feel like I need to actually spend any of those currencies because I'm doing okay, but is the difficulty going to ramp up? I don't fucking know. Maybe. But what I will say is I am really enjoying my time with Sparks of Hope. I think I'm close to finishing it, which would make me feel good because I haven't played a game on my Switch and finished that in a while. But I'm probably 20-ish hours into it, 24 hours into it probably. Some of that's with me pausing it and falling asleep with it on because I was playing like it in bed. Playing it in bed portably. I think I'm on either the third. I looked it up the other day because I just wanted to know. Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope walkthrough. I think I'm on, I think there's five zones.
Okay.
I just want to know this. Yeah, I'm on zone 3 of 5.
Okay. Yeah, you're getting close.
So yeah, I'm like probably halfway through, and like I said, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I'm enjoying my time. I was kind of like, I kind of want this to be like a Mario sports game where you just get more Mario characters. Like, I want Wario. Give me, you know, give me Waluigi. Give me fucking Doink the Clown, or you know, something like that. Give me Ba-Bomb. I want other characters than what I've got, but you know, Rabid Peach, Luigi, and Edge, that is my combo. That's what I go with, unless it's you have to use certain characters sometimes in missions. But Peach has got the heals, Luigi's got the distance, and Edge is pretty strong and has a bunch of dashes. So it's fun, man. It's definitely got its hooks in me, and it feels good.
You might be able to play as Rayman in the DLC.
Oh, really? That'd be kind of fun. Hell yeah.
Yeah, they'd announced something about the season pass was going to have Rayman in it.
I'd be okay with that. Sure. Why not?
I guess if there's still a season pass coming, since it didn't sell super hot.
Apparently. Yeah, I hope it sold better than they say, but normally they're not too off with those things. So, but yeah, that's Mario and Rabbids.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're liking it.
I am.
Are you still liking Destiny 2? Is that still a video game?
What a dumb thing, right? What a dumb thing for me to do this again. I feel like I've installed Destiny 2 multiple times to get back into it most of the time because Tony wants to play it. This is one of those times where Tony has said, hey, let's play Destiny 2. So I installed it, and then I did the thing where we bought all the DLC up through, not all of it, but all the old DLC. Like last year was the Witch Queen. Didn't buy that stuff. And then there's this year. It's Beyond, something light. Destiny.
Dying Light.
Destiny 2.
Lightbringer.
That would be close. Lightfall. That comes out in February. So obviously didn't buy that. Didn't buy last year's DLC either, but the other three, got those for $30 total. So for a game that's now essentially free and you're just buying DLC as if you're playing WoW, not too bad. The gunplay in that game is still really great. Man, Destiny 2 still feels really strong with the gunplay. But it's also got those trappings of MMOs where I feel very lost going back to it and just being like, I have no fucking idea what I'm supposed to do. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Do I throw away all my loot? What do I do? And so trying to grasp that and figure out all the different changes and learning with Tony is important to me, but also I kind of just want to run the missions and shoot shit. So if I don't really figure out how to do all that stuff, and I can just do the story-based missions, even though I don't care about the story stuff, and do some strikes, I'm good with that. So Destiny's a good time waster. It's kind of like our not Fortnite time, because we play a fuck ton of Fortnite, obviously. And so it's like, okay, we've hit level 100 in Fortnite. The new season of Fortnite isn't coming out until March, so we can just kind of tangentially play Fortnite off and on, but maybe play a little more Destiny. So,
which game has better gunplay?
Definitely Destiny.
Okay.
Definitely Destiny. I don't think Fortnite's as bad, but it's just very cartoony. But and the hitboxes in Fortnite, I feel like, are a little bigger. Destiny is a little tighter and takes a little more calculation. But it's weird. I almost feel like I'm cheating on Sony at this point, because Destiny, technically owned by Bungie, who has partnered with Sony. So feels weird to be playing this on my Xbox Series X, but that's where I'm playing it.
Well, you could probably play it on PlayStation 5 also.
Yeah, I cross-platform. I bought the DLC on fucking Xbox. I think you have to buy it on both, weirdly enough.
Go ahead.
Yeah, spend enough.
They won't mind. Yeah.
Probably not. Yeah, that's Destiny.
Okay. Game of the year, I'm assuming.
It might be. It might be the 2023, not 2023 game of the year.
Okay.
We'll see.
That's good.
We'll see.
Would New Tales from the Borderlands be that? Because it says new in the title.
Don't play that game.
Oh, I won't.
I don't know why I did. I don't know. I mean, I do know why I did, because the first Tales from the Borderlands game was so fun. I really enjoyed it. I love the story they told. I enjoyed those characters, and I felt like I had a good time with it. I didn't care about the characters in this game. I didn't care about what they were doing. I fell asleep countless times in the middle of playing this game. I probably missed making so many decisions or pressing X so many times because the game just didn't feel engaging. You know, and it's hard for those kind of games to feel engaging, because most of the time all you're doing is watching a cutscene and waiting for one of the buttons to be pressed or pressed left or right. The best part about that game is this might be new. They introduced this stupid mini game where you have these little figures and you just mash X to hit the other figure, and then you can dodge when the other character gets to hit you. It was a really dumb, fun mini game, but I really enjoyed that part of the game. But outside of that, there's multiple endings. I probably got the most basic of endings of all time. And my problem is I shouldn't have played it. Like, I should have just stopped, but I was like, this game's not that long. I can do this. I can finish this. So I forced myself to see through the ending, and I just didn't need to. I should have just ejected it and been done with it.
How long was it?
10-ish, 12-ish hours. With the amount of times I fell asleep playing it because I was bored, probably a lot longer, but it couldn't be more than 10 hours long.
Okay.
Not worth my time.
So you're trying to tell me that Borderlands has a story?
Well, I mean, you're talking to the guy that thinks Kingdom Hearts has a story, so yes.
I would say Kingdom Hearts has a story. I don't think that's... Does it make any sense? Like, I don't know. Yeah, it definitely has a story.
That's fair. Borderlands has got a story. There's vaults and aliens, and you're wondering why they're around. Yeah, giant octopuses or orbs and weird things that fly and want to kill you and things like that.
Yeah, that's great.
Pretty close to a story. I mean, it's as close you're going to get from Randy Pitchford. Maybe that Borderlands movie should be coming out this year. You're excited about that, right?
I forgot that exists.
Jack Black is Claptrap. No, Jack Black is Claptrap.
Was Kevin Hart in that?
I think Kevin Hart's Roland. Which is a terrible decision. I think Kate Blanchett is the siren. I can't remember which siren it is, though. Is it Lilith or is it the other one?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
How long has that been in development?
Oh, man. Crap. 3, 4, 10 years. I don't know.
I guess a pandemic happened at some point. So that may have affected it.
Borderlands movie. Yeah. Bobby, I don't know who Larry is. Mad Moxie, I don't know who that is.
Mad Moxie from the DLC?
Mad Moxie, Tiny Tina, Janina Gavankar is in it. I mean,
okay.
There's a whole list of people. Jack Black, Jamie Lee Curtis, Kevin Hart, Kate Blanchett, Florian Muntu. I don't know who that is. He plays Craig. I don't know who that is. Bobby Lee. You know Bobby Lee, the little comedian, Mad TV kid.
From Mad TV?
Yeah, he's in it as a guy named Larry. No idea who Larry is, but I'm guessing it's probably like a psycho of some sort. There you go. I don't know.
When's it come out?
No date. Oh, this is done by Eli Roth, everybody's favorite director.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, but he
I was trying to think of who was making that.
And he co-wrote it with Craig Mazin, who's the guy that's doing The Last of Us show and also did Chernobyl. So maybe it's got hope for it yet.
Oh, I mean, Eli Roth can't really write much, but yeah. I mean, he can write things, but I don't know if they're great.
I don't know. There's no date. I would guess. In January 2023, it was announced the film would be going through 2 weeks of reshoots helmed by Tim Miller, the Deadpool guy.
Wow, this movie's on the right track.
Absolutely. It was originally set to be released in They had test screenings November 9th of 2022.
Oh, and then they had reshoots. Wow, that's
what's
a
that
good
tell
sign.
You? Everything about it sounds on the up and up.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm guessing that comes out towards the end of this year, if I had to guess.
I'm guessing they dump it out in September.
That sounds about right.
Don't movies get dumped in September or January if they're bad?
Right after
a horror movie.
Right after the holidays, or right after the summertime, usually.
Yeah. I mean, horror movies can come out in those dumps.
Horror movies. Fine. Horror movies can come out whenever, and they're usually okay.
Big movies, seems like they dump them.
Unless you're Barbarian, that movie just shouldn't have come out, period.
don't Ryan it.
I know.
My brother-in-law said it was a 10 out of 10. Film.
See, I'm sure it's great. I'm just an asshole. I know it's just me being an asshole.
So. I mean, I didn't watch it. So,
what's not a 10 out of 10 is New Tales from the Borderlands. That is a bad game. Not a bad game. It just wasn't fun.
I've seen it really cheap here recently.
I bought it for 20. So, I mean, I felt good about paying $20 for it. I did not buy it for the full price. $20 was decent. But even that, I'm like, ugh. I should have stopped and just started playing Callisto Protocol, which I'm going to try to do. It's apparently only like 10 or 12 hours. I feel like I could finish that this week and be ready for Dead Space on Friday.
Man, back to back. Okay.
Fuck it. At this point, why not?
Okay. How did the new Tales from the Borderlands run? Like, does Telltale still make games that run?
It runs super smooth. It runs supremely smooth. And I don't even know that it's technically made by Gearbox in 2K.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, that's why it runs so smooth, probably.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, everything about it ran supremely smooth. Like, again, their version of making one of those was great. I just shouldn't have spent the time to play it. It just wasn't, like I said, the idea of what they were doing with the story and the characters were not cool and that. Boring and annoying, and I just couldn't do it.
Okay, well, stupid. You've convinced me not to play it.
Good, don't do it.
I couldn't finish the first Tales from the Borderlands.
I'll just send you my copy, and you can play it, and then hate it, and trade it in for $10. I don't give a fuck.
I don't want to play it.
It'll give you something to play on your PS5.
I got things I can play on it.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that's okay. Everything. That's everything I played outside of Fortnite. I played some Fortnite. It's still good. Still, I hit level 100. Battle Pass is technically done now. It's just bonus stuff. Geralt of Rivia comes out in a couple of weeks. I'll do whatever I need to get him.
Okay.
Fortnite. It's so easy to just pick up and play, man. I'm just bored. I'm gonna play a couple rounds of Fortnite. Fuck it.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I guess.
It's good to have a game like that, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't have that game.
You can install it, though.
Oh, that's a game like that.
I could
install it. You could. I want the physical copy. No, I don't.
There is a physical copy, yeah.
Because somebody had it.
I think it has Save the World on it, though. I think that's the whole point.
Yeah.
But I
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah.
The disc version.
That's so weird. That's how that game started, but whatever.
Yeah. What a time.
Yep. 6 years old this year.
Wow. I would have thought it was older than that.
No, I think it was 2017 when Fortnite came out.
Okay. Dang.
I'm trying to think. I think that's everything that I've got. Yeah. Fortnite Save the World, July 25th, 2017.
Let's see how much that disc version's worth.
There you go. That's right.
I feel like Grim Cracker had that. I don't know. Let's see. Let's go to price charting. Let's go to Fortnite. What we got? A complete copy on PlayStation 4 is worth $79.
Holy shit. That's so dumb.
What about Xbox? It is worth
even
65.
More. Less. Okay.
Wow, a new copy is worth $1,100.
Holy fuck. Good. Well, get out of here. Sold for that.
A new copy of on PS4. Holy crap. $1,500 on
Jesus
average.
Jesus Christ.
Somebody bought... Oh, man, I don't understand the WADA grading thing, but somebody sold a graded version for $2,800 on
eBay.
That's
fucking stupid. Holy shit.
I don't get it at all. Like, why would you want a game that was graded? Because then you're not going to play it. You can't... It would ruin the whole...
The whole point of it, yeah. Ridiculous.
I like dumb things, and I don't get that.
That is pretty dumb.
Man.
Dumb.
Okay.
Well, how do you want to wrap up the show? It's kind of hard to do surmise the score without old Rye Dog.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of just wet farted out of here and bid everybody a fond farewell. You know what? We could do what we normally do. It's
What's that
time of year again. It's Royal Rumble time.
Gosh.
You can just tell me who you think's gonna win the Royal Rumble. I won't go too far into it. You can just tell me who you think's gonna win.
I don't know.
Just give me a name, man. Just give me a name.
Who's in the WWE? I don't even know.
Cody Rhodes. The odds on here, I'll see if I can pull up the odds on betting favorites. Betting favorites.
Xavier Woods.
He's hurt, I wish though.
Oh, okay. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
He's dead. No, he's alive still. Action Network. Let's see. Cody Rhodes, Sami Zayn, The Rock is rumored to be coming back and possibly winning that. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Bobby Lashley. I read tonight that they are throwing a, and I quote, enormous amount of money at Stone Cold Steve Austin to maybe have a match with Roman Reigns. So he's in here as a possible winner. Drew McIntyre, Brock Lesnar, Solo Sikoa, Matt Riddle, Gunther. I can keep going. Kevin Owens, Logan Paul. Finn Balor.
I mean, I guess Roman Reigns, since he always wins everything and he has no charisma.
Roman, charisma machine Reigns.
Or wait, is Randy Orton still playing?
He's hurt. He apparently hurt his fucking back.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, he's not going to be in there.
CM Punk.
Oh, man. Don't say that. That's people just keep salivating at the idea that he's coming back to WWE after the whole AEW situation, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I noticed he... So I don't know if it was official box art for the AEW game coming out, but he was on the cover of it.
He was. They changed it.
Yeah, the newest art, he was not on there.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, okay.
I'm going with Stone Cold Steve Austin after this whole possible thing that he's getting a match with Roman Reigns.
Okay.
I don't know that it's going to happen, but...
Where's the Rumble take place?
I remember it's back in San Antonio this year.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, Dak Prescott's going to win it then.
There you go. Hell yeah.
Because he's got nothing but time.
Fucking right.
He's not going to win anything else.
Let's see if I can pull this up here really quick.
I completely forgot I was going to be in San Antonio.
Hell yeah. Super exciting in my opinion, obviously. I would love to drive. I don't have the fucking time to go back, but man, it'd be so fun to go back to it. I really hope at some point it comes to Minneapolis, but WWE has made an enormous money offer to Stone Cold Steve Austin to have a match with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania because the rumor, you know, is supposed to be The Rock versus Roman Reigns. At Mania, and then The Rock pulled out saying he couldn't get in ring shape by the time Mania came around, and so now apparently they're trying to maybe hitch their wagon to old Stone Cold.
He can. I guess he's got more time.
Well, he had a match last year with Kevin Owens.
Stone Cold did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was actually, man, I'll just, not that you'll ever probably spend the time to watch it, but I will link this YouTube video. They just posted the whole match on WWE. Not too long ago.
Okay.
So if you ever get the desire to watch a match, see if I can pull this up.
Kevin Owens.
It was so good. Like it was better than it deserved to be, all things considered, right? Like that's the whole point, is like it should not have been as good as it was, and that's why like it's kind of impressive. There you go.
Okay.
It's now and there. And then the following night was when he came out during Vince McMahon's match and then stunned Vince, well, attempted to stun Vince and could barely do it because Vince is so old, and then stunned Pat McAfee, and it was a good time. Last year was definitely the Austin Mania. And so the fact that they're bringing him back, possibly bringing him back, is crazy. But he's been posting a lot of things on his Instagram.
okay.
Of like just him getting in ridiculous. Like, I mean, I don't know if you can see this or not. Let me see.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude is just insanely fucking jacked right now. Like, for being as old as he is, he should not be. I mean, be in good shape, that's fine, but the dude's training for something.
Yeah.
And is just ripped. So,
okay.
I don't know. Everyone keeps thinking that he's definitely going to be trying to do something at some kind of event, whether it's the Rumble or not. But it's like WWE loves to do dumb things, so him winning the Rumble is kind of, like, makes sense. It'd be his fourth Rumble win, which is nuts. So, all right, there you go. There's your prediction for the Royal Rumble and the end of our show this week. Yeah.
Yep.
Wet fart, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be back next week, talk more about probably some more tales, I would guess.
Probably the same stuff I'm playing now, unless one of them pisses me off.
Unless you somehow wind up with Dead Space.
I don't know.
You got a bunch. I know you got a bunch of GameStop credit.
I definitely do, but I feel like that game is going to be like $40 in like a couple months.
I thought Callisto was going to drop faster than it did. It did finally drop this week or last week. 50. So like, and I had planned on using that towards Dead Space, but I don't know yet. So it might end up in your mailbox. So
you don't have to know. Just do it while the trading credit's hot.
Yeah, I mean, but I'll know that you'll play Callisto and immediately know if you're going to want to play it, and then you'll trade it in and it'll be fine.
I'll just pick up Callisto with like $20 one day.
And then you can trade it in and use that for Dead Space. And then when you're done with Dead Space, send it to me.
It'd probably take me like 2 months to beat Dead Space at this point.
Yeah, that's fair.
But maybe not.
Yeah, it just depends. You know that game will grab you right away because it's so good.
Yeah. I don't know.
No one knows. No one knows. Queens of the Stone Age. And on that note, we're out of here. For the missing Ryan, I really hope the Suns didn't cut you already, but it's very possible because Chris Paul was playing last night, so I'm guessing you're already off the team. But
dang.
It was fun while it lasted. For Ralph, thanks for killing those wasps, Ralph. I appreciate it. You're doing the Lord's work there.
aye, aye, aye.
I am Derek. Until next week. We'll see you later. Level up.